Okay, so the admin info that I want to start with is that just to remind you that we are in Mercury retrograde. Oh my goodness, Mercury retrograde. That's why my camera doesn't work. But so if you have not listened to the webinar about peeking into your future during Mercury retrograde, it is on the Masterclass Central webpage. So be sure to do that, because this can be a really magical time that you can use that energy to work for you instead of everything kind of feeling like it's working against you. And I want to remind you too to call in your chaos flesh energy attunement if you have not done that, and just to remind you to remember to use it, because anytime you're starting to feel a little anxious or something's starting to bother you, you know, you can use that chaos flesh energy attunement to just flush that energy out. And if it's something that you need to look further at, then you will be guided to do that. And again, the recording of all our calls are available for download at the Masterclass Central webpage. And you can listen to the videos on the private Facebook group. And it takes a while for that to upload, but so far my internet has been supporting that to be able to upload. I've also added meditations, webinars like the Mercury retrograde, and Game of Life modules to the Masterclass Central webpage. And those are tools to support you. And please go in and look at them and see what resonates with you and take a listen to it, because it may lead you to have questions. And I'm here to answer your questions. We're all here to discuss. So if you can listen to it while the class is ongoing, then you'll get a, you know, that quicker response, and we can help you process through anything that's coming up or help you to celebrate your successes. Now, what's coming up is I am going to be presenting the Secret Door to Success, the Secret Door to Success Masterclass. I had planned that it was going to be starting, like, I don't know, this week. And yeah, that's not going to happen. So if you're interested in that masterclass, it will be 14 weeks. I had wanted to schedule it so it would complete before the end of the year, but I don't think that's going to be able to happen now. It will go into next year, but maybe that's for the very best, because then we can be supporting each other going into the new year to make it a really fabulous year. Also looking at doing a Game of Life mastermind next year. That will be, I'd like to make that a year-long mastermind, but I'm still kind of feeling out what that's going to be. And I am still working on the details for a retreat here in Cherokee Village on the lake. So as soon as I get those details worked out, I will let you know. Okay, so now we're just going to go ahead and create our safe, sacred space. So if you'll just get comfortable, take a few deep breaths, and we'll quiet our minds. So we do want to ask the angels to please control the energy so our technology will keep us all connected. So we'll just take a really deep breath, and with your feet on the floor and your hands in your lap, just close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. And with another deep breath, then a slow exhale, just shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And just immerse yourself in that beautiful feeling of gratitude. And now ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask and allow life to move you into the answers. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now just simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body your hands in your lap, your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart. And just allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound, or feel it as a sensation. And now with another deep breath, I just ask the angelic guardians of the heavens and the earth, of the east, of the south, of the west, and of the north to join us now, bringing with them the most powerful magnetic force in the universe, love. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, we are so grateful for this opportunity to come together as one with singular intention. We ask for your help to expand into a greater awareness of being. We ask for your assistance to understand Florence's teachings at a greater level of mastery and apply them to fulfill our square of life. We wish to manifest as our reality the dreams and desires of our heart, all that's ours by divine right under grace. In deepest gratitude, amen. And now we'll create our sacred circle of love. If you're in Asia, Africa, Antarctica, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Australia, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Europe, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in North America, just take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in South America, please take my hand and that of an angel and complete our circle. We come together as one with singular intention of transcending the fear of our planet to be the vibration of love. Now I just ask for you to please step into the center of the circle as the angels and I hold the circle's safe space. And with a deep breath, the angels and I infuse you with love of the highest order. We see you as powerful, fearless, as one with all that is. We infuse you with strength, stamina, and healing love energy, holding you safe in all directions of time. I ask that you accept in this moment the knowing that all that makes your heart sing with joy is already yours. Breathe deeply of this love light. And now once again, rejoin our circle of love, taking the hands of the angels. And together we send unconditional love to each other across the soils and waters of Mother Earth. And through this singular intention of empowered support, we hold to this energy of being magnets for life experiences of this high vibration of love energy. And now with a deep breath, we ground into this energy. Just see roots from your feet go into the soils of Mother Earth, down to that core light of healing, loving energy at her center. And with a deep breath, bring this all-powerful love energy back up through the soils to your feet, up your legs, to your heart. Fully grounding this magnificent vibration of love as yours, now and always. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Okay, so now we'll get into our class content. This week's class dives deep into the sixth chapter of The Game of Life, Casting the Burden. Florence sums up this chapter when she shared having been asked by a student to explain the darkness before the dawn. She tells us that before the big demonstration, everything seems to go wrong, and deep depression clouds the consciousness. It means that out of the subconscious are rising the doubts and fears of the ages. These old derelicts of the subconscious rise to the surface to be put out. It's then that man should clap his cymbals like Jehoshaphat and give thanks that he's saved, even though he seems surrounded by the enemy, the situation of lack or disease. And the student continued, "How long must one remain in the dark?" And I replied, "Until one can see in the dark." And casting the burden enables one to see in the dark. This not only sums up this chapter, it's really the foundation for all Florence's teachings. The key is to see in the dark, to shift out of the darkness of fear to the light of love that is our essence, love of the highest order. So let's unpack this. First of all, this isn't your first rodeo. You've been a student of Florence for a while now, and we've all been taking in Florence's teachings, but until we apply what she's conveying to us, we are still floating around in the same boat of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. The bottom line is we're working toward forever releasing the need to believe in and lounge around in fear, our goal being to banish fear from our life. But it does take action steps, and the first step is to understand what's happening. Fear is the alien. It's not a natural part of us. We incarnate into our bodies as pure love and light. And then the physical world introduces us to fear. And we're conditioned and programmed to live at a high vibration of fear as our normal way of living. And when we hold on to fear, it's like getting a splinter and leaving it there to fester and get infected. When we leave fear buried in our subconscious, the fear grows, it festers, and it infects all aspects of our life. When we're all in with setting our intention to manifest or create a new life experience, we are the vibration of love of the highest order. We're excited with anticipation of getting something we want. And we're doing our best to hold the vision. We're saying our affirmations. We're consciously at work to stay out of fear and worry. We're focusing on that feeling of blissful happiness, of receiving what we want, even though there's no sign of what we want in sight. And then, when we get tired, fear and doubt start to sniff at our heels. We get stuck with a fear splinter, and it becomes inflamed, threatening to consume us. This is darkness before the dawn. That time when we start to question, Well, everything. And it's so easy to fall headfirst into a pit of despair, wallowing in doubt because we can't see any signs that what we want is actually materializing. So we think there are no signs. These feelings are what Florence calls the depression that clouds the consciousness. And the hidden belief of not being good enough not only whispers quietly in the silence, those beliefs of not being good enough, they wrap us in a cocoon straitjacket, making us feel foolish for believing anything so wonderful as getting what we want could actually work out for us. This is the time when the resistance energy becomes a neon sign flashing from within the shadows of our body. And for many of us, this is when we want to throw up our hands and give up. Because trying to improve our life, it's just too hard. And we feed into that defeatist human whisper that nothing works out for me. Florence tells us that doubts and fears of the ages crawl out of our subconscious, and she's right. Those feelings of not being good enough at some level are a belief that's anchored in a wound experienced by our inner child, a wound that struck us when we were children, a wound that was so painful we buried it in our subconscious so we could continue to function and participate in the world around us. However, we're now feeling the pain of these doubts and fears of the ages because they want to be healed, not punish us. Those quiet whispers in the silence are whispers of beliefs begging to be looked at or observed so we can see that they're not true. And through that observation, we have the opportunity to heal them, transform them, and be free of them. The experience that defines the darkness before the dawn is in itself a golden link to the chain of our good because it forces us to make a conscious decision. Are we going to choose faith or fear? Are we going to choose to be love of the highest order? Or are we going to choose to wallow in that pit of the pain of fear? When faced by some form of adversity or the hidden beliefs of not being good enough, this fear energy comes out to play like bullies on a playground. Are we going to face them down to their native nothingness? Or are we going to feed them more fear? We have the power to make the choice. And remember, fear only has the power we give it. On its own, it's nothing. It doesn't even exist. Florence tells us that we should celebrate receipt of what we want, even though it seems we're surrounded by the enemy, that situation of lack or disease. Even though lack and disease are an illusion of the physical world, they are the reality for the human body when we choose fear over the vibration of love. Even if it's a subconscious choice, it's still a choice. As spirits of light living in a heavy, dense human body, we are surrounded by uncomfortable situations of lack and/or disease. Nevertheless, we're spirits of light, and as such, we have the ability to see in the dark. Our light can illuminate the darkness of fear, the darkness of the illusions of this heavy, dense physical world. And through this light, we can see. And through the clarity of the vision within us, We can see the experience of what we want to manifest. And so it is, fearlessly made manifest. In this space, there is no pain, no suffering, no lack, no limitation. In the vibration of the superconscious, not only are all things possible, all things are. Florence calls it the realm of the wondrous, our field of potentiality where all experiences, all we want to be, do, and have are already made manifest. They already exist. That's where we get the idea of what we want. It's right there in our field of potentiality first. Florence speaks of casting the burden to the Christ within, to the superconscious. Burdens being thoughts of fear, doubt, anxiety, anger, all thoughts that vibrate without love, because we can only be in love energy or fear energy, never both. We have the power within us to bring to this heavy, dense planet the love of the Creator, love of the highest order here. And through the light of this love, dissipate the anxieties, the fears that threaten to consume us, the fears that are truly but an illusion. Fear and worry are not real. They're a vibration of man's vain imagination. A vibration of the consciousness that can be dismantled, should we choose to do so, by consciously choosing to be the vibration of love, no matter what's going on around us. Yet fear, doubt, anxiety, and worry, they stop us from doing the things we really want to do. Those feelings stop us from being happy, from enjoying our lives in this moment. These less than love feelings drag our body down to the vibration of germs, and those germs make our body sick. You know, I've often wondered, you know, we're 2 years into a pandemic that swept the planet. Well, over 2 years. 2 years of news, social media, and horror stories of those we know who've been sucked into the vibration of COVID. Rampant fear on a global scale. And when we're worried, anxious, and scared about something, we vibrate at the vibration of germs, and they have an opening to make us sick. Florence tells us that disease-laden germs are the product of carnal mind, and that all thoughts must objectify or be expressed in a concrete form. Our thoughts become things. What if we were all vibrating in the vibration of gratitude and thinking thoughts of gratitude? Would our body still get sick? I think not. But we're not taught to be fearless, to cast the burden of worry and anxiety on the Christ within. We're taught to wallow in the pain of worry and to justify attracting to us exactly what we did not want with that righteous declaration that I was right to worry. Exactly what I was worrying about happened. And why is that? Well, I manifested what I focused my energy on. What a cycle. Florence talks about God being the giver and the gift. That God, or the Christ within, is our superconscious, which in turn means that we are the giver and the gift. we manifest through us, through the vast energy of our superconscious, our version of heaven on earth, the kingdom of heaven. So many religions speak of the pearly gates of heaven. Why would heaven need gates? The small section of our human brain that we actually use for thinking measures everything in life with a beginning and an end. It's how our human brains are wired. When we think about galaxies, space without end, well, I find that challenging to grasp because I've been programmed into a beginning and an end, not infinity. Well, there are people who use more of their brain who understand and can grasp that concept of infinite space, while most of us struggle with that concept of infinity. We struggle with the thought of no ending. When we open our minds to the infinity of love, love of the highest order, to a field of potentiality that's ours, something that everything that makes our heart sing with joy is already there. Every experience, every material thing, money, home, food, travel, loving relationships, magnificent health, wisdom, deep peace within. Everything that makes our heart sing with joy when we immerse ourselves in the dream, in the vision of experiencing. Of experiencing being, doing, and having, then we can experience behind our closed eyes and through our breath our version of heaven on earth. The higher power of the creator of all that is breathes through us from within to without. Jesus commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground before he gave thanks for the loaves and the fishes. They sat down in preparation of eating. He had no doubt, and because he held the safe space of being confident that they were all going to eat, the people had no doubt either. They sat down and they ate. Even though the mortal mind could see there was not enough bread nor fish to feed so many people. Jesus has shown me that we all, you, me, everyone, has access to more than enough to fulfill our needs. More than enough. Since my dad passed in 2005, his spiritual essence has told me over and over again that we have no idea how powerful we are. We believe we're limited in what we can be, do, and have, and that belief is a lie. We're not limited. We've taken in the teachings of this physical world of duality, and through our childhood and adult trauma, we default to a saturated belief in the boogeyman of lack and limitation. We've been taught to believe that we're separated from God, from the creator of all that is by sin, and that we're all sinners. We're controlled by fear. And then along comes Florence, holding the mirror of the light, reflecting back to us our own empowerment from within, our power by divine right. We can feel it when we read her words. We feel stronger when we hold her books, to the point that they'd almost become an appendage to our body. As we read the thoughts that she penned almost 100 years ago, the truth works to set us free. We are God the giver and God the gift. We are one. So what if you knew that when you fearlessly let money go, more than what you let go would come back to you? What if you knew that you were enough and you didn't need anyone else's approval? That it doesn't matter what others think about you? That the only thoughts that matter are your own? What if you loved yourself? What if you openly love yourself, who you are and who you want to be? What if you could walk away from the person you used to be, that person who was afraid, the person who worked through exhaustion to people please, but still was never good enough? Well, let me tell you, no matter where you live, no matter what you have or have not done in your life, you deserve to be happy. You're worthy to be loved, cherished, and respected. You're good enough to create and live your version of heaven on earth. It's your birthright. Getting what you want isn't a reward for good behavior. What would your life be like if you believed this? When we release that need within us to be in control of every little thing, we open the way for our lives to flow in ease and grace, and to actually use the power within us to course correct our energy to manifest and live the life that's ours by divine right. We're learning simple action steps to support us for the rest of our lives. All we have to do is apply them. Florence talks about using music to wind us up, that it has a fourth dimensional quality and releases the soul from imprisonment. One rainy afternoon, when I was finding my footing on this magical journey, I was writing to my guides when Jesus stepped in and told me I'd be writing books and teaching and recording meditations. And I said, no, not doing that. And he insisted that I had signed up to do just that. And I told him that that was just too scary for me. Not doing it. And he finally talked me into feeling better about it. But then when I said it out loud, I freaked out again. And that night when I was trying to sleep, I kept hearing John Denver singing Rocky Mountain High over and over and over again. And finally I got up and asked, what do you want? And next thing I knew, John Denver's spiritual essence was telling me about how he and Jesus had had that same conversation about his music. John was scared in the beginning too. But Jesus explained to him that the words and the sound of the music hold energy. Energy that will heal the wounds of the human heart and set people free from bondage. John told me not to let fear hold me back from fulfilling my mission. And now I'm telling you, don't let fear hold you back from fulfilling your square of life and living your version of heaven on earth. whatever that version looks like for you. Lawrence tells us to cast the burden. When we infuse people and situations with love of the highest order, we cast the adverse of thoughts to the Christ within by shifting to love energy. Lawrence teaches us that love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. Our spiritual essence is the vibration of love of the highest order, as one with God, the giver and the gift, fearlessly manifesting through us all the dreams of our heart to live our version of heaven on earth. Let's do it fearlessly. So let's recap what we've covered in this chapter. We unpacked and learned that we have clearer understanding of being able to see through the darkness before the dawn, through the light of the love that is our essence. We now know that the human fear that comes up and throws us into the darkness is a golden opportunity to consciously choose to be love energy. We have a firmer grasp on how fear is an illusion of this physical world and has no power unless we allow it. Our understanding of the validity of the power we hold within us to manifest and live our version of heaven on earth is real. And we now have a list of tools to heal energy and use our power. We have tools to cast the burden of fear. Sometimes just saying it is enough. When it isn't, we can infuse people and situations with love of the highest order to be free of that fear. We know how to use our power to observe energy and process through it. We understand resistance energy, what it feels like and what to do with it when we have to face something. It fades into its native nothingness, and immediately that happens. But when we have a subconscious record or neural pathway of belief that we need to rewrite, we know how to follow those breadcrumbs of energy to transform it to love. Or we can use the Sedona method of release. We know how to use the chaos flush energy system to flush out those anxieties of daily life. And we know our goal is to keep our vibration as high as possible, as much as possible. And we can do that by focusing on gratitude, by blessing and infusing people and situations with love energy. And we can use that fourth dimensional quality of music and dance. And when we incorporate music with meditation, we open the way for the intention of our thoughts, energy, and words to become magical. So before we complete, as you know, I just moved from Colorado to Cherokee Village, Arkansas. What you don't know is that I used a broker to move my things. And if you're moving, don't use a broker. Nope, don't do that. You want to work directly with a reputable mover, because the broker will let anyone move your things and tell you anything to get your business. So I'm going to share with you what happened to me, not because I'm bitching and moaning, but because everything that was in this class worked right here with what happened to me. This long, painful story, as short as I can possibly make it. I locked in my moving fee with a broker, and they assured me that my things would be delivered in a 26-foot truck. The mover came, and after he had 2/3 of my things on his truck, he tried to extort another $1,500 from me, saying that I took up more space than I paid for, and if I didn't pay it, he'd put all my things right back out on the driveway. So I agreed to $1,000 more. But once I paid him and we measured how much space my things actually took when he got everything in there, we could see that I didn't even take up the space that I paid for. But he extorted $1,000 more out of me, and that trucker needed to leave right then. Of course, my broker didn't answer the phone, no matter how many times I called him and how many messages I left. And then when I finally got to talk to him, he said he'd fix it. But my things did not come on September the 8th, and my broker again would not answer my calls. The company that had picked up my things, I got a hold of them, and they said my things were in a warehouse in California. The broker told me they'd never be taken off the truck. So more calls to the broker, text messages, but no return phone calls. But when I finally did get to talk to him, because he actually answered the phone, he got the owner of the trucking company on the line. And when I told him that, yes, they could bring my things this past weekend, but that I had not taken up all the space that was allotted to me, he told me he'd take my things back to Colorado and just unload them right there and leave them. And when I told him that I had pictures proving how much space my things took up, he just hung up on me. Broker swore that he's going to fix this. 12 days after my delivery date, I finally got my things, and that was today. My house is a mess, but my things are here. On Friday, my things that had been in California were in Texas in a semi. Semi cannot deliver to my house, so I had to pay an additional $300 for a shuttle from the semi. Then after all my things were unloaded, I learned that the delivery guys had driven the shuttle, a 26-foot Penske truck, from Texas with two other deliveries, not the semi, which means the $300 charge for the shuttle was extortion too, because they told me the semi was here and could not drive into this area. So even though I had a locked-in contract amount, I had to pay $1,300 more to get my things. But the reason I'm sharing this is that I had a boatload of fear that came up. Fear that worked really hard to consume me. Fear that told me I may not get any of my things. But I used my tools to manage and release that fear. I sat on the dock on the lake, calling on my angelic team, the energies of the earth, to support me with strength and stamina. I wrote in my playbook in deepest gratitude of having my things around me safe and in good condition. I held the vision of my comforter on my bed, my pillows on the sofa, Magic sleeping in one of his beds. And I infused the entire situation and all the people involved with love energy, even though I really wanted to say and do terrible things to the men who lied to me over and over again. But because I used my tools, I reached that state of poise that Florence talks about. And when I thought about my things not being here, and the fact that they may not ever make it here, because they were threatening me with that, I wasn't moved. Not to say I didn't have a crying meltdown before I got to the state of being moved, not being moved, because I did, because I'm human. But then I used my tools, and I felt no fear, no anxiety, no frustration. I felt calm and confident that my things were just things, and my life wouldn't end if I didn't get them back. I was at peace and okay with whatever happened. I knew without doubt that the universe was working with me to manifest the highest possible outcome, and I had to release that need to be upset, because that outcome may not look like what I wanted it to, but I knew it would be the best. And through that knowing, I could see through the darkness of fear. I could see through the light within me, and I could see my comforter on my bed. I was cooking with my pots and pans, eating off my dishes, using my silverware. I could see magic sleeping in his bed. I could see through the darkness before the dawn, and my clear vision set me free from all the pain of the anxious fear of losing my things. Now, why did I attract this experience? Well, I can clearly see two reasons. One, in the beginning of all this, I felt guilt and feelings of not being good enough to have my things. When I finally passionately said to one of my girlfriends, "I deserve to have my things," I felt those feelings vanish. And two, I had overcome fear of moving and reached that state of poise that Florence teaches us about. I wasn't afraid of moving, but through the move, I learned I was afraid of losing my things, almost like my things were me. I needed to experience firsthand overcoming that fear of losing my things so I could be free of the emotional ties to Colorado and my old life. And I do feel free now. And I felt free once I got through that fear to that state of poise where thinking about losing all my things just didn't move me. I was free. Now, was this a fun experience? No, it absolutely was not. Do I understand the growth I experienced because of it? Yes, I do. Would I rather just work it out in my head without having to go through everything? Absolutely. But it worked out. So, when these things come up for you, look at them. It's not so much what am I supposed to learn from this, it's why am I feeling like this? What do I need to look at to be free? What do I need to look at to be able to be in that state of poise where nothing moves me, when I know fully within my heart, within my being, that the highest possible outcome is manifesting, even though I can't see it. It's manifesting. You can do this. When it comes up, look at these things. Reach out when you need help. So, I've added a short but powerful meditation to the Masterclass Central webpage for class number 6. It's called Love to Self. It's also session number 3 of the Create and Live Your Version of Heaven on Earth Masterclass, and that full class is on there so you can listen to it. It's broken down into 4 sessions, I think, and they're not super long. So I really want to encourage you to listen in. This particular meditation gently guides you to send love to your inner child to support healing of your childhood wounds. And it's about 15 minutes long. So I want to ask you to give that a listen when we complete today. And if you have any questions about any of this, please ask. Again, I know it's a lot, but you can ask me now or post in the Facebook. And again, we are moving a tremendous amount of energy, so be gentle with yourself. Drink lots of water, get rest. And next week, we're going to dive into Chapter 7, Love. And that completes our content for today.